This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff Mom Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And welcome to another edition of Happy Hour. As always, if you choose to drink, have a drink, or whatever you choose to do, do so responsibly. What are you sipping on, Samantha?
I am actually sipping on some kombucha, pineapple pink guava.
Ooh, nice.
It's very delicious.
Like you and it. Your pineapple kick, still going.
I'm telling you, I love some pineapple.
So good. I still have my frozen pineapple, so.
Gotta think of things.
Something could happen. So I kind of didn't intend for this to happen, but this has become a very nerdy string of content that we're putting out.
We are coming close to Dragon Con.
We so are.
Maybe that's what you're doing here. Like, you're gearing up for it.
I think so. I think I'm in the mindset. I've got all these thoughts, all these things. I'm working on an episode suggested by Jamie about shipping, and it's already long and epic. I'm very excited about
very
it.
Very long.
It is.
I don't know if I should thank Jamie or say why Jamie.
curse Jamie's name.
Never.
Yeah. But it has been, it's a string of very nerdy content. And that kind of got me thinking about something that I read and then a conversation I had with a friend, which is, what is a nerd? What does a nerd look like? So I got to hang out with a friend I haven't seen in a very long time recently. And he was, I had come in on him and someone else having this conversation about Barbie. And he was saying something along the lines of, like, he just didn't get, he never collected Barbie, so he just didn't get it. Not that he didn't like it, but he just was kind of
like. I was going to say, did he like the movie or?
Yeah. No, he liked it.
Did he understand the movie? Because, you know, this has become a whole, like, litmus test on men in general. So
yes. No, okay. He got it, but he was just, it was almost like I was like a creature in the zoo and he was like, did you have a weird Barbie? Like, you know, like all this stuff.
And I had a weird Barbie.
I did. I definitely did.
I will say though, my weird Barbie was based on trauma. So, which is used in a lot of like criminal shows.
Oh,
FYI.
No.
Yeah. Anyway, keep going before I take this show, this episode down.
No, I love it. We should definitely come back to that. Maybe not in this one. But Yes. But it just kind of made me laugh because he really didn't. He didn't have any experience with it, and it reminded me of this article that I had popped up on my alerts. That was from Polygon. And it was about how you never see the nerd that was depicted in Barbie, which is a kind of a 39-year-old woman who is a mom who's into kind of a more feminine, stereotypical fandom space. And that you wouldn't call that a nerd.
Wait, so the idea was that America Ferrara's character was supposed to be a nerd?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And it was really fascinating because when I read it, I was like, oh, of course, yeah, she's a nerd. Like, she knew all of the, like, Barbie facts. She knew all of the costumes and the dates and all of that stuff. And that's sort of what a nerd is, and collects, you know, these dolls, maybe. Which, like, collecting action figures, you know, it's the same thing. But I think because our cultural understanding of a nerd for so long has been gatekept, and it's been white men and kind of the domain of what they like, which is usually more science fiction and fantasy kind of stuff, that that's what we think a nerd is. And it's definitely been reinforced by media. Also, follow-up point, women like that stuff too.
Right. Plenty of women do. One of the first people I think of are doing you and Holly.
Yes, yes. So I don't want to, like, hide that point, obfuscate that point at all, because that has been a fight to get recognized in those spaces. But I think it also points to another issue, is what we're saying is frivolous, worthy, and what's frivolous and what's worthy of, like, being a nerd, which kind of has, like, a level of expertise attached to it.
It has definitely grown in culture, like, from the 80s till today, which I think a couple of, like, comedies have made that differentiation of, like, nerds are cool now.
Yeah. Honestly, yes. Which is, I got a lot of thoughts about that. The article from Polygon had a whole point that, like, that was, like, a running joke on The Big Bang Theory, was that, like, a girl enters a comic book shop. Whoa.
Right.
And I have several instances I can think of men saying to me with very straight faces, very seriously, oh, you're not like those other girls. You like comics. Or, oh, you like this. And I'm... Then they ask me out on a date, and I'm like, what is going on right now? Because if your compatibility is literally just, she knows who the Winter Soldier is, maybe you need to rethink some things.
I love that, because the new narrative, and I love seeing it lately, has been women coming back being like, being told you're not like other girls is not a compliment.
No.
Stop it. And I'm like, ooh, I love this.
Yes.
I love this take. Let's do that.
I do too. I do too. Oh, that's another episode that's been sitting in my outlines for forever, because we have, like, these very convoluted folder system with a lot of outlines. One of them is, I want to talk about women who hate other women.
Mm-hmm.
As, like, an identity trait, like, as that, right. As if that's a good thing. So I do think some women would hear this compliment from men in heavy quotes and be like, oh, I'm not like those other girls. But for me, it's just like...
Right, I stand out.
It's very off-putting.
Right.
And very... Suddenly I feel like, oh, I thought we were just having a conversation about a thing we love, and now you've turned it into a power dynamic and a dating opportunity.
Right. Well, I love this because, again, we're going to come back to it, I know, like, later in a different episode, but, like, I've been thinking about this with different shows, because I think we're slowly getting away from that, but there's still that moment of, like, being the girl with the boys, like, even though the Barbie show was, like, all that, but it still kind of had that competitiveness of being the girl with the boy, whatever, and needing to be with a boy, but not, like, they finally figured that out. Mm-hmm. Lots of conversation. We're gonna talk about Barbie, but, like, in the, again, I'm still obsessed with Korean dramas, y'all. I didn't put this in the entertainment thing, but yes, I'm still obsessed with the Korean dramas. And almost in every show, the women always come with a crew of their friends. And I love that. I'm like, I have yet to see, like, where the, if they are without their friends or if they don't have other girlfriends, they're usually the quote unquote villain character. Mm. And I think that says a lot. And I really appreciate that.
I do too. I think, especially when you're looking at sitcoms like Sex and the City, where it's kind of like every week there's a new dude.
Yeah.
But your friends are still there. Like, your friends are going to stay.
Yeah, the dudes are disposable. And don't get me wrong, the Korean dramas have a lot of bad tropes. They still do like pin women against women still. Like they still have that dynamic. But I love that it's not all the girls hate this one, like that I've seen. I'm sure there's movies and shows out there that people are going to be like, have you seen this one? I'm, I'm sorry, I didn't know. But like the ones I've seen, they always have a crew of two or three women with them at all times. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I love seeing.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
There's been so much movement, like going back to Dragon Con. I think the last time I was there, I was very impressed. Which is very sad. But I was like, wow, this is a much more, like, there are a lot more women. There are a lot more people of color. There's, it's like more people feeling comfortable being fanish and like showcasing what they love. There's still a lot of huge, huge problems. But it is getting better. And I hate that that's such a, like in so many things like Dungeons and Dragons, I read an article about that where they're like, why is it? In every depiction we see of it, it's all men playing and they're all white men. And that's not what it is. That's like not the reality of what it is. And I think that's sort of the question here is like what we're thinking of when we think of nerd. There's the, it's two pronged. I mean, it's multi-pronged, but like two main prongs is like we're thinking of what a nerd looks like. And it's this one thing. And that one thing has white men gatekept. And made it feel unsafe, and companies and the people behind it, like all kinds of things, made it feel unsafe, which forces people out or keeps them from ever entering in the first place. Like I didn't go into Dungeons and Dragons for a long time because I thought I would be like attacked and feel very like it wouldn't be a fun thing. It would be a scary thing. But also that, like we've talked about in so many episodes around fangirls and geek culture and the fake geek girl and all this stuff, is that when something is more traditionally girly, which by the way, a big part of this conversation is that toy companies majorly gendered toys that did not need to be gendered, but they did, that it's not, it's frivolous or it's silly. It's not a nerd thing. It's gross and we shouldn't be talking about it. Which, by the way, The Barbie movie just became the first movie with a solo female director to make $1 billion. So seems like it's got a following. It's got its problems, and we'll talk about it. But it's like the argument they always make is that it won't make money. It just doesn't ring true.
Right. Right. I want to, again, we're going to talk about this, but I do want to reflect on how Greta Gerwig, there's a lot of conversations in what she's filmed and what she's done in the past. And I wonder how this is a built up to that. Like, it's kind of like, I'm a little wary because like I want to watch and see what's happening because I do want to celebrate that. That's amazing. And I hope we get to follow suit. But does that open doors for women of color? Mm-hmm. Not necessarily. Mm-hmm. And that's, again, anyway, coming back to.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. No, there's a lot to talk about there. But I think when I had this conversation with my friend and he was so perplexed by this whole thing and I was thinking about like, yeah, it is such a, it's such a fanish. It can be like, yeah, you collect these dolls, you collect these costumes. I wasn't really into Barbie, but I was super into My Little Pony. And I always think about this essay I read forever ago. That was like My Little Pony wasn't seen as a real fandom until men entered it right. And they were bronies and right. they take up all the space. And it's like, but I've been here this whole time. I've been here this right. whole time.
Why is it now just valid?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think there's a lot of gendered stuff going on here beyond what we're going to get into, because for instance, it is acceptable for like me to play with like Marvel toys. That's almost viewed by society as a step up. Like, okay. But for like girls to play with My Little Ponies or for boys to play with My Little Ponies, that's seen as a step down. Like there, it's a clear to me differentiation between what we value and what we think is better. So there's that. Also, though, I hadn't really thought about this, even though I've talked about it on the show. You really don't see many older women, and America Ferrera wasn't even that old, but like you don't see older women who are fans of things in our entertainment that often, especially moms.
Unless they're that crazy old lady.
Yes.
Like crazy.
Exactly.
Cat lady or.
Like cringeworthy. Right. She might be a stalker. Level.
Or she's a hoarder.
Or she's a hoarder. And so that got me thinking about it because I have had, I have sent texts at like 3 a.m. like, what's it going to say when I'm 40 and I'm still cosplaying? Like, what does that mean about me?
And I go to Dragon Con and most of the people are, they're all over 20 something. So yeah. Like they're like late 20s and older. So also you can't really afford it unless you've got mama's money.
True.
Daddy's money. Somebody's money.
True. But I did think that was interesting because it was just another example of how we've really like, I think it would be more, we would not be as, I don't want to say surprised. I don't feel like I was surprised, but it wouldn't feel so new if I saw an older man being a fan and being really fanish, especially around something that's more in that kind of masculine sphere. It's true. We don't really see that many women, older women doing that.
Right. I wonder if part of that is because society sets up for the women not to be able to have hobbies
yeah.
anyway
mm-hmm.
Because they are so busy. And then tired.
Yes, yes. I thought about that too, because there's a kind of infamous in fandom communities knowledge. It's not it's not true, but there's like an understanding that women age out of fandom by 25. Most women are done by then, which I would
right.
assume has to do with that kind of like, maybe that's when you're starting a family, maybe that's when you're doing XYZ. But I also think like the gatekeeping part is a big part of it. And I think right. while I do think nerds have become more acceptable, like they're more, they went mainstream. I don't think women have women nerds have, but men, male nerds have. So that's like more acceptable. And I feel like this could be me projecting.
Well, it's also kind of that conversation in like the bodies, like women, there's not been a love for mom bodies. Like
yes.
That's not a thing.
Yes.
As where dad bodies were celebrated to that point. Like and, yes. And being told, again, this is attraction, this is that level, but like women are like, no, we really don't like over the top masculine men.
Yeah.
That's more of a threat to us than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
But all that to say is they also get more time. Again, those standards are so different on like what people think is attractive and what isn't.
Yeah.
And then being playing by those rules.
Right. And I mean, there is such a toxic fandom culture of, you know, like there's been so many stories about harassment that make you feel unsafe. There's the fact that, I mean, most of our, at conventions at least, most of the characters you're celebrating are white men. So are you going to like gender swap or race swap? But also, I feel like there's this idea that is still hanging on that a woman who is a nerd, like the expectations are different. For men, if they're a nerd, it's sort of that like sitcom-y, like the wife is just nagging at me when I just want to go build my like Lego sets. I'm sorry, that's very stereotypical, but you know what I mean. Like, yeah, I want to go just do my thing and they're nagging at me. Whereas for women, I do think there is this idea of like, well, shouldn't she be getting a family? Shouldn't she be doing that? Like, why is she wasted? Like, she should be moved on from that childish stuff by now, even though men are still doing it. Like, there's some kind of, like, you're still, the idea is still you're trying to attract this dude.
But then you also became the caretaker. So why are you wasting time with that when you should be caring for your husband and taking care of your house?
Yes. Yes.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
The big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
There's something, like I'm having trouble articulating it, but there feels like there's this thing where women feel like they have to give it up where men don't. Where they feel like, well, then this will make me seem, even if I'm only 25, which is what the age is, and that thing people repeat all the time, is that I'm not of marriageable quality. Something is weird or off about me. I'm too old to be doing this, and so I won't attract a man in this very heteronormative understanding. And I don't I don't know. I feel like that's at play here. I feel like there's some, I feel like it's a lot of, oh, I'm going to be harassed. Maybe I have been and have left because of it. I don't feel comfortable or safe there. But also, what if people think I'm strange? I'm an old woman at 25 still doing her Star Wars cosplay.
Right. But also think about what is given to them to be a child thing, it's a child's obsession. When you have a little girl, you see kitchen sets and playing house. And playing these things that by the time that you're older, you would be able to do that. So those kind of novelties are gone. That's not a hobby you want anymore.
Yeah.
Unless your hobby shopping, and that's, you better have the money. But like that, again, that level. And then also the cost of some of the things that are collectibles, women did not for the longest time have the disposable income to do so,
mm-hmm.
or were allowed to have disposable income mm-hmm. to do so. So that has changed vastly. And then you have boys who get all the toys from jump, from like small cars that they get as they're growing older, but then they collect actual cars. Like, I'm not collecting groceries. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love food, but that's not my,
right.
Like I said, it's kind of a hobby to eat. But you know what I'm saying? Like that level of like nerdery, what you see, what you don't. Again, this whole premise of like heteronormative idea of the household is that the wife is at home cooking. You come mm-hmm. home from, the man comes home from work, gets given a beer, and he gets to sit down and watch his TV or go mm-hmm. to his man cave or whatever, whatnot, which I really mm-hmm. hate those phrases,
mm-hmm.
to continue with their hobby while she is prepping your food and getting the house clean or whatever it mm-hmm. is. And because a lot of the households still uphold that, even though now the women have the job as well, in that heteronormative idea, you've lost... lost a lot of love. Things get taken away from you, whether it's because you're tired, whether it's because you're traumatized by something, or whether it's because you're told it's not for you. Like, things get taken away. And I think that's more likely to happen with women than it is with men.
Yeah, that's a great point. Because a lot of women's toys especially are very, like, you're a mom, you have to take care of this baby, or like, you're a mom, you have to go cook or something. Like, and I enjoyed some of those toys when I was a kid, but for sure, I bet when you get older and you're actually doing those things, you're like, you know what? I don't want this anymore.
I don't want this. Don't give me this anymore.
This is not a fun playtime thing for me anymore.
Well, and then like, if you think about Barbie, America Ferrera's character, she works at the Barbie company. She's doing designs and she's doing these things. But by the time she gets home, she's taking care of her kid, cleaning the house, feeding mm-hmm. this, like... you don't have time. Because like, I'm thinking about drawing. It's one of those things, like people who are amazing at drawings, they quit because they have other things to do because it's not seen as legitimate.
Yeah.
Even if you're talented.
Yeah. That's a good point too. I think the whole, the time, and that can go beyond just like what time is actually left in the day. It could also just be like you're stressed because you had to deal with all of this, like, patriarchy nonsense, and you're too tired to do anything anymore.
I mean, for me, when I was working in the world of DJJ, and I, don't get me wrong, now I'm in a habit, but like for the longest time, I didn't do anything after I came home from work. I just stopped mm-hmm. and I would just sit and watch whatever I could and hope not to move. Maybe I'll make something, but I'm done. Like, it was so done, whether I was on the road all day, whether I'm still working, whether I'm thinking about cases or whatnot. And then with that type of, I didn't have children to feed. I didn't have a partner to care for necessarily. Like, there wasn't that. I had a dog. But like, you know, like that's such a whole thing. And so by the time you come home, all you're ready to do is go to bed. Like, essentially, like sitting down until it's time for bed because you know you're so tired that you don't have that time.
Yeah. And women are more likely to do kind of those empathetic, draining jobs like that. And then, like, final note, I love how these always get so much deeper than I thought they would. I also just want to acknowledge nerd culture has not had the greatest reputation when it comes to women. I immediately think of Revenge of the Nerds, in which a joke was that this woman got raped by a nerd. So I feel like there's a lot of damage that has been done, and a lot of that has remained. And I totally understand why I've heard like some of my friends be like, oh, that's yeah, that's just dudes being this. I don't want this. And that's fair. but also it is changing. And there is so much more. And I think that we should acknowledge that a nerd doesn't belong to this one type. It doesn't look this one way.
You're a nerd.
I am very much a huge nerd. I still have my little ponies. I should give them away. It would be so much nicer.
Why?
I love them so much.
I was going to say, why?
Just donate. I should, like, a kid could play with them, but I'm always like,
see, that's, again, this is why women don't have collectibles.
That's true. We care.
Yeah. Stop it. Just keep it.
I'm just kidding. Oh, I'm not kidding, but you know what I mean.
Yes.
I am generalizing. Well, all right. Cheers to you, Samantha.
Cheers.
Yes. And if you have any thoughts about this, I would love to hear about it. You can email us at stephaniemomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram and TikTok @StephWhenEverToldYou. We also have a TeePublic store and we have a book, audiobook, and a physical book. It's coming out soon. You can pre-order it, though, at StuffYouShouldReadBooks.com. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you!
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I've Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.